Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. Stephanie?
This is her.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very good, ma'am. He's the one for holding me back, and thank you also for trying to return the call yesterday. I just had a word with your service coordinator. She told me she had a word with you yesterday, right?
Yes. Yes, because she did tell me that they could get me an exterminator, but it's a process and it would take quite a few weeks.
Gotcha.
And who has a few weeks when you have a problem like this? So I did reach out to legal aid and I explained the situation to them. So they're going to have someone try to contact me. I did reach out because she gave me like a couple places to look for like housing and stuff. But the places she gave me, they don't really help with housing anymore since COVID ended. So what they did is just give me a couple places to apply for, but they can't help with anything. She said the funding's just not there. So I'm just go day by day, sitting outside all day and trying to find another place to move, and I don't know what else to do.
I recommend you something because I just had a word with her and she explained me like a bit of what was going on. Because I guess that your best chance is to apply for the extermination services that the waiver offers by for Medicaid. And for this, the key point of that is that you don't have to tell them that you will move. Don't tell them that you will move because they will not apply extermination services on a place that you will not stay. Either way you stay or not, that's up to you, but they must not know. Even if you know, it doesn't mean that you have to lie to them or anything, but like she told me that they will not apply extermination services if a patient is going to move from the place they are going to apply them. So like I guess that the best chances is to apply those extermination services for them. Even if she tells you to take some time, just keep pushing on her, giving her like, I mean, giving them like 2 calls a week for them to have the situation like placed down on what they can actually offer you, okay? It's like burning all opportunities that you may have with them, okay?
Okay, so then I should tomorrow reach out to my service coordinator and tell her to come out and do the assessment to get the exterminator in here.
Yes, and tell her and try to be very clear on her, make her understand that you will not move. Even if that's on your personal plans, that's fine. But let her know and make her understand you will not move, whether you don't have the resources to move, you don't have money to move, whatever. But they must understand on their side that you will not be moving because otherwise they will not be applying the termination services.
Okay, but then what happens if I end up moving right after they come? Could they like not be?
That's the thing. She told me that they will end up charging you if you end up moving afterwards they do the extermination. So like it's most like analyzing on the point where you're at. I mean the what you actually want to do. And yeah, because I mean that's the mostly the resource that they told me for. And like my administrator, as soon as he read out your case, he told me like, hey, make the patient aware that she can use this resource of the extermination part. So like it's just something like try to analyze cold-headed like what is what you want to do in order like to not be affected or anyways, okay? I know that right now you're being very much affected as I heard yesterday and it's terrible, but like something that could actually help you for a long time, okay? I don't know. I mean, there must be like only those circumstances that you're telling right now, that just with the imposition, but also with a bad landlord and stuff, whatever. But like, try to analyze what you really want, and that way you can like maybe wait a little after they do the extermination, wait even more, some more time, or like just apply all in to move instead of using this resource of extermination. It's just like, you know what you're gonna use, okay?
Yeah. I mean, because the more I thought about it, the more I thought, I really don't have no choice but to move. And it's not because of me, like, personally. But I believe that as long as the problem exists, and no offense, but we all know it is the neighbor guy aside of me. And as long as he's there, the problem is going to exist because this landlord left a problem that could have been handled in the very beginning. He left get out of control. And even though I brought all these products and I used all these products, it wasn't fair to me. You know, it just really has me so upset that I have to sit outside all day, especially, you know, in the heat. And okay, yeah, it is my choice, but it's not my choice to live with the bugs. And I'm not the one that got the bugs, and he chose to do nothing about it. So the reality is this, the damage is already done because I'll never be able to feel comfortable in the house again because I'll constantly be looking over my shoulder, looking in front of me, you know, standing back from the microwave to try to like get, I don't want to live like that. I'm too old for that kind of stuff. And I'm just never going to feel comfortable again because I just feel as long as the neighbor's there, the problem's there. The problem is not going to take care of itself. And it doesn't matter that I'm doing everything in my apartment to try to keep it under control and everything. It's not coming from my apartment. So it's actually useless. And that's even having even an exterminator to come in and spray. To spray my apartment if it stood by itself would be a great thing because I'd be accomplishing trying to get the bugs under control. But him spraying is just going to take what I have, send it over there, and then they're going to come back twice as hard at me when that spray kind of dies down. See, because I reached out to an exterminator, and I was going to pay myself. And the exterminator told me, no, he can't come in. And if it's a house, yes. But in an apartment complex, he can't just come into one apartment. Because what happens is he treats this apartment, but then they go everywhere else. And then the company could get, you know, in trouble for that because now, you know, this person's claiming that the company caused a bigger problem. And so he's like, we can't do that. And he's actually the one that referred me to the stuff to get to start killing them off. But it's like, as long as the problem's over there, the problem's going to be here. And what choice do I have? I mean, you open up your refrigerator and you see roaches inside. You're never going to feel comfortable putting your food in there or opening it to get your food out. Do you know what I mean? That took it to the next level. That was like it for me. When I seen them in the refrigerator, that's totally disgusting.
I got you. I understand.
You know what I mean? It's one thing you have a problem, but it's also another thing that I don't think the landlord comprehends the issue. I don't live like this, and I have a very bad phobia. So it's really, really taking its toll on me, my health, because I have to sit outside. I'm not like other people. I can't just live with them. I shouldn't have to. And not only that, but I'm going to walk out, find another place, and everything I've owned, everything I have, brand new or not, I'm going to lose because I don't want to take an issue with me to the other place because why would I do that? That like messes with the whole point of wanting to move. And he doesn't feel like that is any sort of apology or, you know, Stephanie, I should have taken care of it or no, he don't care. As a matter of fact, he wants to keep all my stuff so that when the next tenant rents the apartment, he can charge them more because the apartment will be furnished with my stuff. And that is rotten as heck to do to somebody, let alone a good tenant. You know what I mean? So I don't feel like I want to stay here. I feel like he kicked me when I was down, like hugs you and stabs you in the back at the same time. I just feel that's so rotten to do. You're going to take advantage of me by keeping my stuff. And yeah, you're right. I'm not taking it with me. But the point being is for him to say, well, you can leave it here, and then that way I can charge the next tenant more money because it'll be a furnished apartment. That is a very rotten person.
I understand. So, yeah, at the moment, yeah, I mean, keep hanging in there. I mean, like, trying to keep placing everything together when you can.
It's hard sitting outside from, like, the time I get up, 9:30, 10 a.m. We're sitting out there all day till 10 o'clock at night, day after day for the past month and a half. And something's got to give because I'm literally really stressed out. You know what I mean? I'm tired as heck because I don't know what a good night's sleep is. You got to worry. Are they crawling on you? You got to keep turning around looking. Are they going to crawl? Nah, can't live like that. I shouldn't have to. I wasn't raised like that. And I find it, I don't know. I just feel as a landlord, you know, he may be a nice person, but as a landlord, he doesn't deserve the title of landlord. He really doesn't. He rented these to these people. He brought them in here. He created this problem. And then he chose to do nothing about it. And it was expected of me to do it, not just the purchasing and paying for it, but the spray in my throat, spraying and spraying and spraying between me and Tony, spraying every day, a couple times a day, as soon as we'd see him, you know, and it just took its toll on me with my throat and stuff. And I think to myself, for what? So the man can get rich off my stuff? Nah. I wouldn't want to stay here. He doesn't deserve to have a good tenant like me.
Man, I got you. No, it's okay. I'm gonna give a try tomorrow to call Anthony. Mostly because I have an update for him that could be very useful. It's gonna benefit him. So advise him that I will give him a call. Okay.
Okay. And I thank you. Thank you for caring about me by calling me and reaching out to me. I think that is very nice of you. Very professional. You're the only one that actually reaches out and sees how I'm doing. So for this, I thank you.
No problem. You're very welcome, okay? I'll be here to help. You have my number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, ma'am. Bye-bye, all right, and bye-bye. Take care.